We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight Corinne Hawthorne. Welcome, Corinne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Being only 19, it seems like you have had quite a ride. Tell us how important has the voice contest been to your career?
I think it's very important. It played a big role. Definitely was like the first big platform that I was given to kind of showcase my talent, and I got a lot of my fans from the show. So it played a huge part in this.
You are a very talented singer. What made you go into the direction of gospel? Because you could have done pop, R&B, but you chose gospel.
Well, honestly, I've been in church my whole life. God has always been a constant for me. There's never been a moment where, you know, I haven't known him. So honestly, I think that music is something that I'm very passionate about. And, you know, I wouldn't want to put all my heart into something that, you know, would fade away, like the things of this world. I can only trust God with everything. I trust him with my life. So, you know, honestly, why wouldn't I give my gift back to him? So that's why I chose to go this route. Nothing else makes me happier. You know, I'm on this mission to fulfill my purpose. So, yeah, that's what it's all about for me.
You mentioned being on your mission to fulfill your purpose. After The Voice, did that have you down a little bit?
Not at all. My goal from the beginning was to make it to the finals. So I knew for a long time that I wasn't going to win. I knew that Sawyer, shout out to him, we knew he was going to win. So for me, it honestly wasn't a downer. I honestly knew that God had orchestrated that whole process. So I basically trust him after that. You know, I knew that he was with me. So, no, I was happy.
Won't he do it? It blew through the roof. It is still one of the hottest songs around. Tell us about that song.
Won't He Do It actually was written for the TV show Greenleaf. So I knew that they wanted me to do a song for their album. I heard Won't He Do It, and I was super excited about it. And I thought it was so crazy how much it related to my life and how the song was so perfect for me. For me, I just kind of wanted to convey the message that of what God has done for me in my life. I wanted that to come across in the recording. But I honestly never thought about the song going past Greenleaf. So it's crazy how it became my single, and then it went number one not too long ago. And it's just been doing some incredible things. Just to hear the stories of how the song is just encouraging so many people is incredible. So honestly, I'm really thankful. And it's a God thing.
Do you think you'll appear on Greenleaf singing Won't He Do It?
Actually, I did. That was for season 2 of Greenleaf. I did an episode, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was episode 13. So, yeah, wow. I already was on an episode singing the song, which is another way that a lot of people, you know, they got to know it. But I'm super thankful for Greenleaf. I'll be on Greenleaf season 3, which is incredible. So y'all be looking out for that. So, yeah, just some pretty cool things.
Wow, I'm sorry I missed it. I got to go back and look because I'm a Greenleaf
fan. You got to go back and watch. Yes, go back and watch.
Wow. Listen, making your EP, was that fun? How was that?
It was a really cool process. This was kind of like my first time creating my own, you know, thing. So it was just awesome. I think the best part was the fact that I got to work with so many well-established people in the industry. Warren Campbell, Bernie Hearns, you know, Aaron Lindsay. These are Grammy Award winning producers. So the fact that I got to work with them on my first project was just incredible. And I think that we kind of, we made some good music. So it was incredible. It was fun.
Speaking of those incredible producers, tell us about the song, How Great Thou Art. It debuted at number one.
Yes. Honestly, I never really even knew that. When I was on the show, I didn't know it went to number one. That happened on The Voice. So it just was kind of like a song on my list that I had been wanting to sing for a long time, and I thought it was the perfect opportunity to do it on The Voice. But, yeah, like, I just love the song. I grew up hearing it a lot in church. So it was great. It was a good little thing.
Being a young kid from Louisiana, do you kind of pinch yourself sometimes?
No. Okay. You know, This has been my dream for a very long time. I always knew that ever since I was a kid, you know, that God has something for me in this. I didn't know how it was going to look. So sometimes, you know, I'm very surprised at the way, you know, that things are happening and the opportunities that I'm able to get. Yeah, of course, you know, sometimes I'm like, wow, yeah, like I did that. You know, like it's cool. But ultimately, it's not really about me. You know, I just always try to remind myself that I'm just trying to fulfill my purpose and do what God called me to do. But, you know, that I've always knew, you know, that God had something for me in this. Just making sure that I continue to stay encouraged and on the right path.
You mentioned some of those producers like Aaron Lindsay, Bernie Hearns. Speak the Name. Tell us about that song.
Yeah, Speak the Name was produced by Aaron Lindsay and Bernie Hearns. It was incredible to work with them. Honestly, Speak the Name is such a powerful song, and we wrote it with such intention. I think just anything with the name of Jesus is just incredible, but the song is really, really awesome and just about the things that, at the name of Jesus, you know, can happen and all the things that he can do just when his name is declared. So it's just a perfect worship song. And, yeah, I love it. It was incredible to do it in a studio, and I love performing it live.
And how about Reasons and Warriors, or Warren Campbell production?
Yes, Warren Campbell is incredible. Warriors is one of my favorite songs. It gives me that different edge. It doesn't put me in a box. Warriors is one of the songs that anybody in the world can listen to, whether they go to church or not, and be like, yo, I'm feeling pretty good about this song. So it was awesome to just collaborate with him on those records. He is incredibly talented.
How about performing at the Stellars?
Yeah, that was a good moment. Last year was my first year at the Stellars. I didn't have any music out. I was just kind of like coming out. It was just after The Voice. So to have this complete turnaround, have it come full circle, to have a performance this year, and my record was number one at the time. So it was just incredible. Yeah, it was awesome.
You're going on tour with Todd Delaney. Tell us about that.
Listen, I am. I didn't know.
Oh, you did?
No, you're like the third person that I've done an interview with that said that. But I'm going to have to call somebody and figure this out because nobody informed me. Although I went on tour with Todd last year around October, and I love Todd. He is like my big brother. Shout out to him and his whole team. So if I am going on tour, I'm excited about it because I love them. But yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Okay. That's a scoop for us. Your appearance on the upcoming Summer Lights tour, you know about that?
Yes, I know about that.
Okay.
I know about that one, yes. I'm really excited about that one. That's more the CCM crowd, people like Jeremy Camp. I'm super excited to just be on the roster. Yeah, so it's just some good things happening.
You notice I was a little hesitant about asking you that.
Yeah, you were like, do you know about this? Yeah, I know about that one.
Okay. You're going to do a full-length album this summer. Are you working on it now, or do you know when it will
be
released?
It's all finished. It's done. We're done. We're just waiting on the, you know, everything else to come together. We're still getting some stuff, you know, fixed, but it's done.
Okay.
And it'll be out.
All right. Do you have a title for it yet?
I do, and I'm not telling you. You got to stay tuned to find out.
Corinne Hawthorne would be a good title.
Yeah, but that was the name of my EP, so
right.
we got something else.
Corinne, I'm trying to be sneaky.
I know. I'm on to you.
Yeah. Oh, man. Corinne, how can folks get in touch with you? Being a young lady, a young person, I know you're social media savvy.
Of course. Yeah, you guys can follow me at Corinne Hawthorne, K-O-R-Y-N Hawthorne with an E. Y'all DM me, hit me up, let me know what y'all think about the song. Yeah, y'all follow me.
Okay. Corinne, it has been a pleasure. May God continue to bless you and all of your endeavors. And we want to thank you for taking the time to chat with us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Of course. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's our guest, Corinne Hawthorne. Won't he do it? Corinne, won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
He will? Okay. Thank you for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.